The market is considering a new trade right now in light of an America First U.S. administration that is weighing heavily on trade and growth prospects. This trade is one in which the viability of the U.S. dollar as a safe haven is being called into question. We're seeing this reflected in some of the recent price action as the U.S. dollar sells off despite what has been clear downside pressure in U.S. equities. One could also argue that some of the U.S. dollar weakness is also about shifting rate expectations, in which the market is now pricing in nearly three cuts at the Fed in 2025, up decidedly from what had been just 38 basis points of cuts 2 weeks ago. However, if this were the primary driver of U.S. dollar weakness, we would be seeing the stock market respond in a more positive manner, something that tells us there could be something to this new narrative of questioning the U.S. dollar as a safe haven. Of course, it's too early to tell and simply something that needs to be watched a little closer. In our view, it's important to remember Trump tactics are fluid and what is said one day may change the next. Ultimately, it's quite possible in the days ahead, the trade picture will cool, will look a lot less hostile than it does now as cooler heads prevail. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar come from German Eurozone and UK PMI reads, Eurozone producer prices, US ADP employment, a BOE Bailey speech, US ISM services, factory orders, and the Fed Beige Book. That's all for now.